permits remain in that status, because it's just they have to prioritize what they go, what they take out to public auction, because it's a very, very time intensive process. And so you want to make sure that it's something that's going to end up with a result that is overall good for the state.
To may add on that, Chair, just so the board is aware, the Waipahu, we're referring to what is called the Milltown lots, and they're nice industrial lots with infrastructure, water, actually has curbs and sidewalks and streetlights. We can't lease it. We kind of had a feeling why, because of our statute and the requirements of our statute of public auction and all the other requirements. So we actually had a consultant come in and take a look at it. And his comments was, he looked at our statute and said, the statute is the problem. Change your laws. And so we've been trying over the years, for the last couple of years. And finally, this past year, we were very fortunate with good working relationship with the waterland committees and by the chairpersons. And we were able to pass two bills, two significant bills. And that's, one of them is a rent credit bill for lessees when they come in, and if they have to either demolish an existing structure, i.e. Uncle Billy's, or put in a lot of infrastructure in the land, like water, wastewater and stuff, which costs a whole chunk of money before even going vertical on the building. And so we allow, what passed was a rent credit up to the amount of demolition or infrastructure costs, or up to 20 years of fair market rent, whichever comes is the lowest. Yeah. So it will provide, I think, hopefully a significant incentive for outsiders to come in and not necessarily be too afraid of taking on something like Uncle Billy's and actually trying to make something work. The other bill, of course, it did get a lot of attention and write-up was the HB 499, which is a lease extension bill. Mm-hmm. And again, all of these, whether the rent credit or a lease extension bill, or even a direct leasing bill that we might come in next year on, it's changes to 171. However, a lot of agencies right now, if you are exempt from following any of the requirements of 171. And they go on their business, like, you know, and are doing fine, and no one seems to be complaining about that. But for whatever reason, our bill got a lot of attention. I'm not sure why, but I just want you folks to know that, you know, we are trying to improve 171 so that the process becomes easier and hopefully not have these issues that we're facing today.
And I want to emphasize what Russell is saying, is that there are agencies that do land transactions that by law just are exempt from Chapter 171, and we're not.
Yeah. Because, you know, like a lot of, we get some permits like 40 something square feet, where it costs us more to maintain it, where we might as well just sell it off to a joining property owner and get rid of it already. But we can't do that.
A few meetings are coming for a sale of a remnant to you folks, so we can.
Other questions, comments? All right. So obviously an ongoing discussion, but I appreciate Land Division's bringing this to everyone to give an overview of our direction. And if you have any questions, go ahead and let us know, and we'll try to address them in the future. Okay.
Mahalo, Ian and Russell.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll switch out to the J items. Sorry, saying here, I did you wrong. Send you back. There's a Pete S in the waiting room. I don't know what item that is for.
I've been trying to reach him. He hasn't answered.
All right. Anybody know? Let me know. Okay, J1.
Good afternoon, board members. Richard Howard for Dobor. Item J1 is the sale of lease at public auction at Ma'alaya Small Boat Harbor for an area of approximately 23,522 square feet. A portion of the property is encumbered by revocable permit number 17 issued to Ma'alaya Boat and Fishing Club. They use it as a haul out. I'll gladly answer any questions if the board has any.
Okay, board members, any questions on J1?
I have.
Go ahead.
Richard, structurally, did you guys check that building out? Is that building, you know, up to par? I was told that it was not.
I don't know exactly the condition of the building. Our thought process in including the building with the haul out is if somebody wants to enlarge the haul out, they can demolish the building and, you know, expand the haul out, which is really needed for that area. We want to get this thing out to auction as quickly as possible. That's why we're not demolishing the building ourselves.
And board member Gomes, if I may, we had our engineer go through the building, and it's going to need substantial work to bring it up to speed. So, but we did have some inquiries, some folks that may want to do a restaurant again. So we felt we'd leave the building and see what kind of bids would come in. And then if we're anticipating it's going to be more so for a haul out area, and that would entail taking the building down.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
How long has the boat and fishing club been there?
It's been quite a while.
I was told 1947, one of the fishing clubs, the Luai, you know that those people, Ed, you know who I'm talking about, that Robert mm-hmm. Luai, he said that yes. They were there since 1947, and I don't know.
Yes, they've been there for a long time. They've been asking for a long-term disposition as well. They're going to be interested in the too.
So, Ed, have you talked to the fishing club?
I have talked to them.
Oh, Richard, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, they're interested in they would like to do something with the building. I don't know if they know the condition of the building, but... they would like to do something with other nonprofits, like the Maui Nui people who have the oysters at the harbor, and other groups, other like groups.
Can I ask who the restaurateur is?
I don't. It was a operator from the mainland, and he wants to. He's actually in Los Angeles and he wants to open a restaurant in Maui. You know, I told him that this is probably not the best look. You know, it's off the highway. It's off the main road. You don't have the best visibility. You have some signage visibility from the street, but he's going into it with his eyes open. He wants to look at the building when he's on Maui next. And so, you know, I told him that, you know, where we are in the process, and he is interested.
Okay, you just call out two people in the staff in the submittal, and then we received, I guess, some late letter from Kaleiluwai. I just go back to, you know, we've had families like this, you know, as a part of, you know, these leases for a long term, and I get the technicalities behind them being a 501, what are they, a six?
I think they're C4.
C4. Because if they were a C3, correct me if I'm wrong, the lease would just transfer to them, correct?
We could do a direct lease with them if they were a C3.
Okay.
We could negotiate a direct lease with them.
I see. I just, you know, I just wonder about, you know, generations of families that have been there that know the area and the value of that dry dock. And, you know, if we go out to public auction, the concern is, you know, are we willing to change that? And what does that mean for the people of Hawaii?
Yeah. This is all for Malaya. This is probably the biggest single asset within the harbor. So I think that's something we have to also bear in mind.
Okay, and that's why I have these questions.
Yeah, the questions. All right, hearing none, there's no public testimony. Is there a motion to approve J1?
Move to approve for staff's recommendation.
Second.
Mr. Oi and Mr. Gomes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. Yoon, is that an aye?
Abstain.
So that is a yes votes for case UN Gomes gone and Oi. And abstain for Yoon. Okay, thank you. J2.
Okay, item J2 is the continuation of Dobor's revocable permits statewide. Just to let the board know, staff, you know, continues to work to convert permits to long-term dispositions where possible, and I think we're making progress. It's slow progress, but we are moving in the right direction.
All right,
Richard. Is there any, on the comments, when, you know, when I put it to long-term disposition, is there any way that you could put in, you know, how long it might take, you know, per permittee, you know, how long it is? Because this has been coming to us for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
At least for me anyway.
Yes. Well, of course I can. You know, it's a little... It would be, to be honest, it would be a guess. I mean, typically it takes about a year to do one of these. We're actually moving pretty quickly on Kaneohe Yacht Club. I mean, we got the approval, I believe, in January from the board. We already had the appraisal done. The survey is being wrapped up. We got the joint rezo from the ledge. Approving the lease of the submerged lands, and we just today we got the governor's consent back, so we're just waiting to complete for that one. Just waiting to complete the survey, then we can complete the package and send it to the AG for preparation of the lease. So definitely we can put it in. You know, how long we think it'll be before we can go to auction on some of these. And that's something that we can include in the future.
Thank you.
We do have some public testimony, available to answer questions. I think Mr. Richards is here, and that might be it. I don't know if you want to add anything, Mr. Richards. If not, are there any other questions?
Oh, actually, I saw him on mute.
Mr. Richards, do you want to add anything?
No, I was just trying to make myself available to the board members. I was told that by one of our board members that there were questions regarding our organization when last we were on the BLNR agenda. So I thought I'd make myself available. That's it.
Thanks.
It's good to see you all here, Richards.
Take care. Good to see you too, Sam.
Which one is your organization?
Friends of Hokulea and Hawaii Loa.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Any questions, board members?
Are we in order to talk about the various RPs?
Yes.
Okay. So one of them, there are two at Honokaha Harbor, right? That that we've dealt with and that we deferred from a previous meeting?
That's correct.
Okay. I just want to make it clear, if I'm understanding correctly, that there's a staff comment about going to public auction, but the only action the board would be taking today would be to extend those RPs, right?
Correct. I think before we bring the matter back, I think we have to resolve some issues, even to bring it back for approval to go to auction. So that's probably, I think what the comment says is staff will be seeking the board's approval for the sale of lease at public auction for the lands underlying the permit. And I think we have to resolve some issues before we come back to the board on that.
Yes. The people, the permittees were concerned that this was this action was more than just a continuation of the RPs. And so I just wanted that to be clear that all we're doing today is continuing the RPs.
Correct.
So by extension of that question, those RPs that were noted as canceled, those are already canceled. And so it's not a matter of our authorizing those, right?
Right. I just put that in to let the board know what we have done. You know, the leases or the RPs have been canceled and a longer term disposition has been issued in those cases.
Thank you. That was my understanding as well.
Anything else?
Chair, are we going to do these all at once or island by island?
All at once. I mean, we're here to ask questions about any of them. Otherwise, it's all at once. For the boating ones, we do the land ones island by island.
Yes, thank you. If there are no further questions, then I move to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous with 6 votes. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'd just like to say thank you to Chair members Gahn and Gomes for their service.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
Yes, I'd like to echo that. It's been a pleasure working with you. I appreciate all your support over the years, even though you may not have always supported all of our sons.
Well, we had tough questions sometimes. No, but we love you guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. You guys are good people.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, last item is Jay. I'm going to let Pete in. I don't know who Pete is, so we'll just see who it is. Looks like a boater.
Are we on our last one, E1?
Yep.
We're on our last one, E1.
Good afternoon, board members.
Just a second. I want this Pete person to connect, and I don't know which item he's in for. Is Pete, can you hear? Looks like having trouble connecting by audio. So go ahead, Kurt.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Chair Case and board members. Before we get going, like the previous staff, I really just want to share my gratitude to members Gahn and Gomes for your service, your skill, your passion, serving on the board. You definitely will be missed. A hui ho, definitely. And Sam, because of the damn puns, I just want to say you will be gone soon.
Yeah, oh my god. Right.
I'm always gone no matter where I am.
But I do look forward to seeing you New Year's Day up at Kaiʻiwi this year because I think we'll be able to pull that off because COVID should be powerful.
You're probably right, but you need to hunt me down.
Anyway, stop encouraging him, Kurt.
I know. All right. Well, thanks, members Gomes and Gon. I'm really, really going to miss you guys. but you know what? You know where to find me. I am the administrator for State Parks, Creek to Trail, and we're requesting the approval for the issuance of a revocable permit to be negotiated and executed by the chairperson for the management of a reservation system for the collection of parking and entry fees, shuttle services, and resource enhancement at Haena State Park on Kauai. I know you guys are familiar with the new management model of the Haena Master Plan. The plan has received awards, and unlike all of our other master plans, it was put into action literally as the ink was drying on the signature page. The floods hit, the governor issued the disaster proclamation, and then we got critical support from an engaged community, legislators, staff, disaster relief funding, repurposed our CIP funds, and literally just rebuilt and restored the park, only just using the design off the master plan. We made it more resilient to flooding, and concurrently, while we were doing that, the back office management actions were being initiated. For today's discussion, you know, this is where we're at now. The key elements are the advanced reservation system and the capacity limits to visitors for parking and entry, with a visitor shuttle system that's being run by the Hanalei Initiative. This reduces the previous decades of visitor impact on community and resources, and is improving local quality of life and actually the visitor's experience. As you guys know, this is the first Hawaii State Park to manage visitors in this manner. Waianapanapa just recently followed suit, and Diamond Head State Monument is the next in line. We increased our fees for parking and entry, and fortunately, revenue is now returning, along with hordes of visitors unexpectedly. And then once again, and typical of Haena's positive inertia and its acceleration, we are now taking the next steps as described in the master plan by having a community-based entity to manage the park, way ahead of our expectations. But before we go there, Republic Parking and their staff have been a really valued and skilled partner when we implemented this access model. They have done a really good job, and this change in management is no reflection whatsoever on their performance. So a shout out to Maria and Bryson for your partnership and service, much appreciated. So for over two decades, Hui Maka Ainana o Makana has been a trusted and effective curator in restoring Haena's historic Lo'ikalo system. And DSP now feels confident that they are prepared to take the next step from a curatorship into a revocable permit and take on visitor management. You know, this novel visitor management system and having the Hui participate in visitor management, coupled with the CBSFA that was approved a few years ago, it really places Haena as the tip of the spear in implementing sustainable community-based management in the state of Hawaii. It's pretty exceptional. The challenge for the sustainable management and in structuring an economic relationship is the viability of the shuttle system. We've had a lot of discussions with the Hui and our property management staff on this element for the economic piece. The parking and access has been greatly reduced compared to the previous patronage, primarily to incentivize the use of the shuttle. But the pandemic and the recent landslides once again have stopped shuttle operations, so the performance metrics aren't there yet. So this next year with the return of visitors, hopefully we can evaluate the shuttle's capability. And the terms of the RP have been structured to address this as stated in the submittal. I do need to clarify for the record that the state roadway traversing the park is currently excluded in this RP. State Parks will be working with DOT in the future to transfer the end of the road over to State Parks in the future. I do have with us Chipper Wickman, who's the secretary of the Hui, along with my property manager, Sang Kim, for any additional discussion and details. And I do believe Chipper would like to share a few words in regards to the Hui's interest and capacity. Thank you.
Yeah, mahalo, Kurt, for that great overview of the next step in our journey. And aloha mai, Chair Case, and members of the board. It's I just want to shout out to your endurance in hearing important things. It's unbelievable. I've only been watching. You've been so attentive and such great discussion. As Kurt said, this is really, I really stand on my testimony. I'm not going to repeat what I had submitted as written testimony, but I just want to say that the last several months have really been a partnership working with Sang and the crew in state parks. You've got really, really good people there. It's very exciting for not only our community and the ability to generate some of the revenue from this park to be able to stay there to Malama'aina, but also the fact that through an integrated shuttle system, we stand to make potentially more money for the state of Hawaii and for our community in years ahead. As Kurt said, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty right now. We're gonna that shuttle up in July, but with the landslide and convoy system, there's some real challenges, but we're optimistic. And by design, the park, we intentionally, through master planning process, designed a park that was completely inadequate to be able to meet the visitor expectations, intentionally to try and get people off of the road in a shuttle. It's part of the regenerative tourism model that we've been envisioning and working towards. And we are very excited not only about the ability to help our community, but the ability to actually generate increased revenue to benefit the state. So I'll stop there. I just want to say it's been a privilege working with Kurt and Alan and Sang and everybody else. And I'm really here today to speak on behalf of many hundreds of our community members stand behind this important evolution in our relationship. And by the way, I know most of you know I work for the National Trout Botanical Garden. I know sometimes inseparable, I'm speaking in testimony today as a founder of Hui Makainano Makana and a current board member.
Mr. Wickman.
There's silence. I assume you heard me.
Yeah. The very last part faded out. I think there's a little bandwidth issue there, but we did hear your testimony if you are done. It's just the last part of the last sentence I think we missed.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for that. Go ahead. Are you done?
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
If you want to say anything more, maybe turn off your video. We might not hear a breakup, but that's the only testimony we have signed up for this. We do have somebody named Pete in the room. I don't know if you're here to testify on this item, E1. Somebody who's been waiting all day. All right. Looks like a J item from the boat. Yeah. So. We'll go ahead. Any questions, board members, on E1?
Well, I just have a, oh no, go ahead, Kaivi.
Yeah, no question, just one, two. How's it, Chipper? Aloha, and thank you for everything that you're doing and continue to do.
Mahalo, Kaivi.
Yeah, same here. I wanted to say that if I wasn't surprised at all that your face would appear on a Haena issue, you are the tip of the spear for the community there. So it's good to see this moving forward, and Kurt, you're working with the right people.
I think it was because I had enough time to sit and watch a computer for 8 hours. But yeah. And I'm sorry, my bat dropped out, so I have rejoined, but such as internet in Haena.
Oh, yes.
Any other questions, board members? Nope. All right. If not, is there a motion to approve E1 as submitted?
Move to approve E1 as submitted.
Second.
All right, then. Chris, are you voting or?
Voting.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That passes unanimously, of course. All right, that brings us to the.
I just want to mahalo you. Yeah, mahalo you guys, all of you, for your trust and faith. Awesome relationship with DLNR, and we truly appreciate it. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah. And mahalo, Kurt, for the kind words you had for me and Board Member Gomes.
They're sincere. Have a good weekend, you guys.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Aloha. Aloha, everybody.
Yeah.
All right. That brings us to the end. Thank you so much, and especially Jimmy and Sam.
Mahalo, Chair. Well, aloha, everyone.
It has been a long ride.
It's been a great ride.
Yeah, and you guys may still see me at the next meeting, depending how fast they replace me.
Yeah, could be.
Me and Sam, nice working with you. I think Jimmy and I came on the same time, and Sam left when we came, and he came back.
Got used to them.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, everyone. Thanks very much.
Have a great weekend, everybody.